background in other financial sector players, especially Providence and pension fund entities that's willing to invest into our target market. The loans are structured as unsecured, personal housing loans, there's no mortgage forms, no repossessable assets that can be repossessed. There's no privileged access to a client's salary or even a bank account. The loans are strictly made on the back of demonstrated affordability. Very, very stringent conditions in terms of the National Credit Act, that a loan has to be affordable. And there are extremely punitive measures in the Act should the lenders not obliged to that. Quite a range of distribution channels. We've worked hard over the last 2-3 years in order to broaden and deepen our impact into rural areas. Our partners use lenders, they've got branches, agents and brokers, mobile agents and brokers, sales offices that they use through the South African Post Office, and also building material merchants, especially independent building stores in deep rural areas. Just a quick glance. Over 50% of non-metropolitan residents earn between 1 and 3,000 rand, just an indication of the lower levels of income in our target market. The next slide. An important criteria, non-metro residents earning between 1,000 and 7,500 rand per month. Over 50% of them are unbankable, in other words, they do not have a bank account or access to a bank account. The next slide I'll skip over very quickly is just a slide that was used from the Finmark truck. Just in terms of the affordability, that suggests between 80 and 90% of the South African households or population can't access a mortgage because it's too costly, expensive, or there's no affordable housing in that marketplace, in that segment. And we firmly believe in the rural housing loan fund, and I think we've proved over the years through our impact that incremental housing is a viable alternative, especially as far as affordability is concerned. Just on our development impact, up to the end of 2008, just for the financial year, the 12 months ending 31st of March, we have distributed over 37,000 end user loans to different borrowers through our 11 intermediaries that participate with us, cumulative 164,000. And our budgets and plans for the financial year 2009, we plan to distribute 45,000 end user loans into the marketplace for the 12 months ending March 2009. Cumulative 209,000. Just the annual disbursement, in terms of cash that we disperse and distribute amongst those 11 intermediaries for the year ending 2008, was over 106 million rand, that's cash. We also used subordinated debt or mezzanine capital to leverage and share risk with private sector institutions, and that, including those mezzanine funding, resulted in a disbursement level of 118 million. And for 2009, we project the increase slightly to 111 million and 123 million respectively. Cumulative disbursements for the financial year ended 2008, almost 600 million rand cumulatively in disbursed. Year on year, we increased our cumulative disbursements with around 20%. For the budget 2009, we again project to increase the disbursements of 20%, just over 700 million rand. From a development impact, and again these statistics are obtained from monthly housing impact monitoring reports that's submitted by our partners, partner institutions, and then analyzed by the Rural Housing Loan Fund. Just some observations. At least constantly over the last 3 financial years, about 74% of the zones have been used for housing-related purposes, predominantly for home improvements. Borrowers using loans together with government subsidy, I think, increased sharply in 2007-2008. Around a quarter of the loans that have been distributed through our intermediary partners are linked to the government subsidy. It's post-occupancy. It's not at the time that the beneficiary receives his or her house. That is important. It just supports the borrower to increase the extent and create more habitable space over time. The gender of our borrowers is about 50% in all three financial years. And then in terms of income, constantly about 60%. We can see a slight drop in the levels of income of borrowers accessing loans with incomes less than 3,500 to 58%. I think the impact of the National Credit Act, especially the stringent affordability criteria, which our lenders have participated and practiced over a number of years, I think we can see that also impacting on the lower number and percentage of end users. And as well as inflation, we expect that with inflation, food, transport costs, etc., in terms of the tight external monetary macroeconomic environment, that may decrease over time. We take a great deal of pride in our achievement on the challenge of the President to make access to credit available in deep rural areas, especially in the rural nodes in some district municipalities in rural areas. From March 2007, we only achieved over 5,000 loans being distributed in those nodes with a value of 19 million rand. That's more than double for the year ending March 2008, 9,000 loans with a value of 44.6 million rand. And as you know, the rural nodes have been identified, especially with the low levels of income. I think in some or the majority of those nodes, unemployment range is in the range of 75% to 80%. So very low levels of income, and our lending partners, I think, go through a great deal in terms of assessing affordability, creating distribution channels and networks in those areas in order to afford borrowers with the ability to take up credit, the opportunity to do so to improve their housing situation. Quite a busy slide, just our impact by province. The first column is loans funded by wealth only, and a total of 163 million rand, that is disbursed in the last 12 months. Total number of loans over 36,000. And then loans funded by other senior funders. That's what I refer to, crowding in the private sector, an amount of 336 million rand over the last 12 months, and resulting in over 46,000 end user loans. And then you can also see the distribution percentage-wise by province. Obviously, I think we're quite satisfied with the impact of rural housing loan funds, specifically focusing on the most rural and poor provinces. Some financial information. In terms of our operating costs, we've been able to maintain costs over the last 5 years at less than 10 million. Inflation virtually had no impact. We've been very consistent to try and contain costs, try and cut costs, and reduce costs wherever possible. However, with inflation in 2009, we budget that there will be a slight increase in the operating costs as a result of inflation and also perhaps bringing in additional capacity to support the operational activities of rural housing development. And the interest income, as we grow our lending book, also I think an impact of the increased interest rate environment, increasing the interest income quite considerably over the last 2-3 years. Our annual surplus after tax, consistently after the fallout of the small banking crisis, etc., in 2003-2004, where we suffered losses, just shows our commitment to sustainability. In 2008, we budgeted a slight decrease in surplus after tax. Again, we're increasing our impairments or our provisions for bad debts as the macroeconomic environment tightens. We foresee that there will be a slight increase in bad debts coming through from our retail partners. Setting up Ralph's outreach Even though we have a lending book of 176 million rand at the end of March 2008, we have managed to leverage across our client base and the retail partners, which is 11, a total debtors book of 680 million rand. Now that is by crowding in, as I mentioned, through our mezzanine or subordination and sharing risk with other lenders to bring in additional capital and creating access to credit in our rural target market. We have increased our lending book more than 50% in the last financial year, in 2008, and we budget to increase it again by 23% to 216 million for the financial year ending 2009. Across those 11 clients, and it's only, what I've reiterated, it's only ROF funding and also the funding that's been leveraged by ROF. We would we project that we would distribute through our retail partners over a billion rand in our target market in the next financial year. Our payments in advances, as you can see, increased marginally up to 28 million rand for the year ending 2008, and projecting to increase that to 19.3% of the advances book to 41.7 million rand. Our client empowerment profile, through our involvement, one of the products that we've used over the years is taking equity in some of the intermediaries that we assist to start with. Six of our clients, 12 clients that we deal with currently, are black-owned, more than 50% voting rights, in other words. Two are empowerment clients, where the partners own between 10 and 50% of the voting rights. We deal with two NGOs or community-based organizations, and two other clients where we also have an equity investment and reserve the rights and preemptive rights to sell those to appropriate DD groups when we exit those entities. Our priorities for 2008-2009, we want to increase our exposure to our major lending partners, utilizing the distribution network that has been created through those entities. We want to work with other entities to try and encourage them, share risk with them, to diversify into housing lending, particularly incremental unsecured housing lending. We want to continue to influence and facilitate consolidation and the restructuring of weaker retail intermediaries. There are some entities that, from a scale point of view, from the implementation of the National Credit Act, they are not at a scale and in all likelihood will not be sustainable in the long term. We want to conduct research and feasibility of the rural housing subsidy voucher scheme. I think with the priorities and also with the decisions and resolutions taken by MINMEC recently, we're in the process of establishing the feasibility of such a scheme, especially where we can use the subsidy mechanism on pre-approved or having a catalogue of home improvement products, either solar geysers, environmentally friendly latrines, and a range of other products that conform to minimum standards, where people in rural areas, especially on communal land, can actually access and utilize the subsidy. This is also in the wake of, I think, a request from the Portfolio Committee, or the suggestion from the Portfolio Committee last year, that we consider and we do some research into the feasibility of that. And also that we hope that we will achieve the projected 1 billion rand crowding in the private sector by showing that the rural market is good credit risk and loans can be extended and collected sustainably. Challenges and opportunities. Affordability. We all know the high inflation, food, transport, the macroeconomic environment that is extremely tight. Funding as a constraint in terms of ROF's own funding and ability to raise funding, as well as that of our retail partners. Accessibility of incremental housing finance, survival alternatives to many people who cannot afford, or where mortgage finance is not available, or affordable housing is not available. Opportunities, obviously the larger, longer tenor of housing loans under the National Credit Act, major opportunity. I have made the presentations in the past in terms of the equitable access
improved our achievements and impact in the last financial year. Just briefly, our corporate governance structure. We've got a board and four subcommittees chaired by all non-executive members of the board, and also internal committees focusing on managing the risks within the organization itself. Just a list of our board members represented by our chairperson today. Then, as usual, just some pictures of end users benefiting from our finance. This is a retired lady who accessed the loan. She's got asthma. Just also to show that the incremental housing loans